Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, as always, well, lately, there is bad news and good news, beginning with the opening, finally, of The Music Man on Broadway. Well, the reviews were uneven at best, with the all-important New York Times headline reading, "Even with Hugh Jackman, this Music Man is flat." Ouch. Will this mean trouble with a capital T for the show? I doubt it, with so many tickets with capital T's bought already. Now, it's not news that Broadway is nearing the end of a particularly dismal winter, thank you, COVID. There are currently, I believe, still only 19 shows in the 41 theaters. That's a new low. But producers say the ticket sales are picking up, and they are hopeful about the spring. There are already 14 openings scheduled in April, with some big names attached, including this rather unusual turnaround. One of the first shows to announce that it wasn't going to open in 2020 due to the pandemic was Martin McDonagh's Hangman. Well, it will apparently arrive at Broadway's Golden Theater beginning April 8th for a limited 10-week engagement. Meanwhile, closed or paused, as they like to say, shows Mrs. Doubtfire, To Kill a Mockingbird, and Girl from the North Country claim they will return in new venues. We shall see. But then comes some bright light. For example, the Barrow Group, the 35-year-old off-Broadway theater company known for its actor training programs, is preparing to open a $4 million performing arts center on 8th Avenue, just around the corner from its old space that it had leased for 18 years. Well, this good news is a result of something called the Paycheck Protection Program funding. Still, the reality is that around the country, in theaters big and small, decisions are being made almost weekly. I happen to be on the West Coast now, where the Pasadena Playhouse announced that its show, Teenage Dick, will pivot to streaming only. And the Soraya venue at Cal State Northridge, well-respected, has canceled three of its shows and postponed the fourth until April. All out here, all eyes right now are on the Geffen Playhouse, which has a new play opening this week starring Bryan Cranston as a Harvard professor dealing with racial issues. I will be seeing that on press night this week before returning to the East Coast. And dare I say, I'm very excited. Back to some New York stories. The Mint Theater Company, one of my favorites, is presenting The Daughter-in-Law, a long-forgotten work by D.H. Lawrence. That was first produced by the Mint in 2003. If I recall, there was critical acclaim for this one. It's live and in person, at least for now. And an immersive, long-time hit theatrical event is back. Sleep No More, the dark and dreamlike show, left its performance space intact when it closed its doors on dozens of rooms in March of 2020, like everybody else. Performances were to reopen last October, but those variants changed plans. Finally, on September 14th, that's today, Sleep No More will reopen with new masks, new protocols, and a fresh commitment to total immersion. The shows that are up are doing all kinds of creative things to get folks in those seats. Here is one that promo that I received. You know what's great? Seeing Company this month for a limited time only. Pay no fees and save up to 50% in tickets this winter. Well, deals like this are too good to miss out on, just like Company. Here's another I received. Detroit comes to Broadway. Join us and special guests for an extraordinary evening on Friday. We'll celebrate the people, the culture, and the city of Detroit right here in the center of New York City at the 8 p.m. performance of Skeleton Crew. Well, that show is about to close, by the way, but I hope they got some people there. And one more, great news for theater lovers. New York City Broadway Week has extended its deal for 2-to-1 tickets through February 27th. That is good news. As Broadway makes the comeback of the century, this is your chance to experience some of its spectacular shows. Well, all that hyperventilating aside, you should probably check out the Today Tix website, T-I-X. Almost every show is offering affordable tickets. And there are still some virtual opportunities out there. This is your chance to enjoy the Red Bull Theater's production of The Alchemist. This new version of Ben Jonson's comedy is adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher, directed by Jesse Berger. They are the pair that created the 2017 production of the hit comedy, The Government Inspector. That was truly one of the funniest things I've seen in New York. In the meantime, you can always read about the theater. So I finished the Mel Brooks rather endearing autobiography called All About Me. And believe me, it is and was. But there's so many great tales about how he reached his dream of landing on Broadway with the producers, of course. Not to mention marrying Tony and Oscar winner Anne Bancroft. It seemed an odd match at the time, but my God, they were together 45 years. Brooks is well into his 90s and still rolling along hilariously. And I just finished reading Isaac Butler's History of Method Acting, how creator Konstantin Stanislavski and others debated how to teach what was originally called the system and change theater in the process. The details of its origins in Russia are fascinating, and Butler follows it to America, of course, where it revolutionized theater acting. Think Lee Strasberg, Stella Adler, Harold Klerman, and Clifford Odets, not to mention Marlon Brando, John Garfield, Al Pacino, and so many more, who learned to use real-life experiences to find emotional truth on stage and screen. The influence on movies is especially interesting in this one. And now we move to the small screen, as in television, where the man behind Downton Abbey has a new series. Yes, Julian Fellowes has returned with The Gilded Age, an HBO drama that begins in 1882. The limited series is basically about the battle between old and new money. And if you wonder why I bring it up, and if you wonder what virtually every stage actor was doing during the pandemic, watch this show. Christine Baranski, Cynthia Nixon star, and others in the cast include Danae Benton, Morgan Spector, Carrie Coon, Audra McDonald, Donna Murphy, and Kelly O'Hara, and more. Finally, note that the Oscar nominations feature frontrunner Ariana DeBose for Best Supporting Actress. She hails from Broadway. And Andrew Garfield is up for Best Actor for Tick, Tick, Boom, directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda. People forget that Garfield, by the way, has been in two Broadway shows and won Tonys for both of them. And if you think The Bard is not having yet a moment, remember that Daniel Craig is coming to Broadway with Macbeth. Denzel Washington is up for an Oscar for the same role. West Side Story is based on Romeo and Juliet. And HBO's, back to television for 1 second, HBO's Station 11 takes us to dystopian depths. And it begins and concludes with a Shakespearean troupe. Oh, so Jill, we can only hope that he had it right when he said, all's well that ends well.
Or all the world's a stage.
Of course, that's how it begins. Very good.
Thank you. I had to throw that one into it.
It's a movie. It's a remake. It's a television series. Yeah.
Yeah. And were you struck to, did you notice any ancillary effect of the Oscars being live in person and open faced?
This, you mean when they announce the nominations?
No. It's been emphasized that there will be no masks at the Oscars.
Oh, no, I haven't even really read much about it. I don't care that much about the Oscars anymore. But I'm glad that they're going to do it at a real...
Right, it's just more as with the Super Bowl last night. It's more. I'm wondering if showing people that it's okay to move about the cabin, so to speak, is having any impact. But it may be too early to tell.
Well, the Oscars are when? March?
End of March.
Maybe. So, yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see where they seat the people, how far apart. No, it's a great chance to make a statement, obviously, and to show people we're back.
Right, but, and I would just think that I don't know when different shows are opening, coming up, you know.
Well,
like
April.
I don't know. Yeah, and I don't know how many went for the latest possible for the Tonys. What is the Tony deadline?
The Tony deadline is usually the end of April, and I haven't seen. But I mean, I know Tony voters are getting their, you know, their seats and their tickets, so they're starting to see things that might be nominated. Yeah, I think the biggest issue for the things like the Oscars will be mask wearing. You know, what the people, and by the way, forget the Oscars, let's talk about Broadway. Most people want that to continue, even though they're happy to go to shows. I think they'll be upset if they take out the mandatory mask wearing in Broadway houses. I don't know. I'll be back on Broadway shows next week.
All right, and that's something I'm curious about, because again, that so splits demographically. But yeah, the people who can afford to pay for the tickets are the ones who are happy to remain masked. It creates its own an interesting thing, whereas other people are absolutely done with it. The thing that is a little confusing is that it's pretty clear that masks do nothing for Omicron. And that the people who are getting sick are, you know, predominantly triple boost, you're triple, double, triple vax boosted, whatever. And it's these people that are still wearing masks. So you're kind of in a circular situation.
Absolutely. People are still very nervous. I mean, even out here in L.A., people are very nervous. Won't go inside. It's really pretty much half divided now. But I'm telling you, in terms of Broadway, I would be surprised if they lift the mask mandate. Let's keep a close eye on that. I know for the Music Man, which is open, and all these others, it's still mask mandated. So that'll be a big one when they feel confident enough to do that. But listen, at least the actors aren't wearing them on stage, you know. So anyway, we shall see. But anyway, I'll be back soon, and look forward to seeing a lot of shows that are coming, that are paused now, but coming back. And all kinds of interesting things are coming, so fingers crossed.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.